This podcast contains sexually explicit discussion, and if you're under 18, then it's time to switch off, as it's meant for your parents. And believe us, you really don't want to listen now.
Hi, I'm Mr. G.
I'm Mrs. G.
And we are...
The Sexless Swingers.
So, episode 38, Mrs. G, they are ticking by.
They are.
And we're busy.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
So, first up, what are you wearing and what are you drinking?
Well, I'm on a glass of white wine and I've got my fake tan on tonight, ready, because we'll talk to everybody about what we're going to do. So I put a bit of fake tan on, and so I've got my dark pyjamas on so that I don't get the fake tan on the sheets.
Yeah, they're a bit loose as well, I've noticed. I'm diverting my eyes.
I know. This is going to be an unusual episode for us.
Why?
The first one in the out of the last three.
Four.
Where we've not actually played with somebody.
Well, we'll play with each other.
Do we think we're sexless or something? Like, seriously.
It's like going back to the beginning.
Right, let's just go back.
That means we need a cruise.
Yeah, I wish we were going on a cruise.
Well, we are in about a month.
Oh, yeah. but that's with the kids.
It is, yeah. It is. And some lifestyle friends.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Forgot about that,
didn't I? That too.
So, we've been up to loads. I think we alluded to it on the last episode. We had, obviously, a club visit, which we talked about at the beginning of February.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about another one that we've done. And we've got another one this weekend coming up. So it's been busy considering we don't really do clubs.
I know.
Three in a month.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because I guess we may as well just go with it. I just don't feel like clubs are really our thing.
No, I would probably agree with you.
And it's kind of like we keep trying it, we keep giving it a go, and then go, it just feels underwhelming for me, really. And I think it's like anything that you do, it really does depend who you're with.
To a degree, yeah.
Yeah, if you've got the right people around you, then it makes it much easier. Not easier, just more enjoyable, maybe.
Possibly, but here's a question for you. Do you think our experience of going to the Mansion Ball back in November has possibly made clubs more underwhelming?
No.
Do you know?
They were already underwhelming, so they still underwhelm me. And I don't want to sound like... not liking clubs. It's not that, it's just not my vibe. It's just not my thing. And like I say, if I'm with the right crowd of people, I can enjoy the crowd of people, quite frankly. It's not the club.
It'd be the same with a social one.
I would personally prefer to do a social and have a hotel room if anything was to go any further.
And
that might, in fact, that might be one couple, it might be six couples, whatever. But an actual club... I don't mind having sex in front of people. I'm not shy. It doesn't bother me.
No, I quite like it.
But, you've got that little side that seems to be coming out of you, but it doesn't bring me anything. It doesn't flick any of my switches.
I think part of it is finding the right club.
Maybe we're still looking then.
And part of it, I think what I quite like about going to clubs is a side of you comes out with dress down. That I think you really like.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, there is that, to be fair. And you're not going to do that on a social. And you don't then go back to the hotel room and go, oh, look at me, I'm going to go dress down. You don't do that.
No.
So, yeah, absolutely. I give you that. And that all adds into the feel and the atmosphere and the vibe because you've done a dress down. But then equally, as I'm sure many, many women will relate with, there are certain times where you just don't want to dress down.
Have you found any yet?
Well, no, because what generally happens with me is, like I've explained before, a bit like when you put a harness on a guide dog and they go into work mode. I'm not saying I go into work mode, but I go into swinger mode. We're going into a club and a switch goes and I'm like, okay, this is what we're doing. And somehow, somewhere, that inner being, the Gigi, whatever it is, finds herself and comes out. But the build-up to it is... at times self-tormenting because you're like, I'm having a bit of a wobbly day, I'm having a I don't feel great day, or I've got my period, which you just feel crap with. You don't want to be walking around in skimpy underwear, you want to be walking around in your tracky bottoms and eating chocolate. So it's challenging at times, but I will give you the fact that from any experience we've had in a club, when it's come to dress down, I have gone, oh yeah, quite like this.
I don't think there's been
No, there
any
hasn't.
Of the clubs where you've not there enjoyed hasn't. The dress
it's
down.
More the anticipation of, I think.
I think possibly that comes back down to there's obviously the playrooms and it brings with it more of a level of expectation or pressure. And that, yeah.
It
feels a bit forced fun.
Right. And it's a crazy conflict in my head because I like it when I'm doing it.
What, the fun bit?
The fun bit. So if we do get to play in a club, I enjoy myself and I completely throw myself into it. And then I come back out of it and I'm like, oh yeah, that was great, that. But then when we go to another club again, I'm
like...
It's like
you don't want...
I don't want to do that. I'm not really bothered for that. And why do I have this conflict in my head? I don't know. I'm probably trying to make sense of it. And I think we're at the stage in the lifestyle now where we have some experience.
Yeah.
And yet we're not massively experienced. So it's a weird
place. I don't think
you
ever find a couple who say they are massively experienced,
I think,
to be
honest. You've been in it for, let's say, 5 years or so, I think, and you've been consistently in it, you're going to have experiences.
Maybe, but then some people might have been in it 5 years and played once.
Well, this is true. That's why I said if you've been having experiences, then you're going to have that. But, we're at this... there's probably a word. We probably should... Mr. Insightful could find us a word.
He could.
There must be a word for being where we are, which is that kind of... We're not novices, we're not newbies, yet I don't really describe us as experienced.
Established.
I'm not even sure if we're established.
We're pretty established, I think.
Do you think that's what... I don't know if that's what I feel, though.
It depends what your class is established. We have lots of, you know, friends and contacts, connections in the lifestyle.
We do have that. I mean...
That's possibly down to partly the podcast, though.
I think so. But I mean it more from purely a play perspective, experiencing that.
Yeah, but experience doesn't necessarily mean quality. Sometimes just go at it like a bowl in a china shop.
Yeah.
And sometimes less is more.
And I'll always stand by that, absolutely.
It's not necessarily the number of people or the number of experiences. It's more about feeling that they were quality experience. I don't mean the quality of the sex necessarily.
No.
Just the quality that you felt right in the moment. You've not done it for the sake of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I just would never want to do that. So... Yeah, no, we have had quality for the most part, I would say. So, yeah, maybe I'm overthinking it, as usual, on these things.
I mean, we can wrap back round to that in a little while, maybe, and talk a bit more about the club that we've just done.
Yeah.
But first of all, after the huge popularity of our sex toy review a couple of episodes ago about the monstrosity...
Titminge.
Yeah. we dug another toy out that had never been used. That, again, I'd ordered on a bit of a whim about a year or so ago.
Have you thrown Tina the Titminge in the bin yet?
Tina?
I mean, what else is she going to be called?
I don't know. Lisa? I mean,
no, you've already got one of them.
No, I know.
But is she sat still on,
I haven't got a clue, to be honest. I think it went back in the dressing room, but...
I'm going to have a good sort out. She's going to get burnt. We can't keep Tina the Titminge. It's just not right.
Well, one of our friends said he'd take it off our hands.
Send it to him.
He might not fit.
Oh! sorry, I interrupted.
But no, we dug another one out, which I'd actually bought off a Chinese website. So I'm sure everybody's probably heard of AliExpress. And we buy sort of things...
Not much sporadically.
No, not a lot. Normally stuff for the kids, to be honest.
Yeah, but hang on, right, because I actually don't know this. How did you get on AliExpress... finding sex toys? Mr. G, what were you looking for? Because I don't know this.
Well, no, I'll tell you what it was. One of my colleagues was turning 40 and he's a bachelor, relatively shy bachelor.
Right.
And me and a couple of the other guys at work were joking about maybe getting him a sex doll for his 40th.
Ah, right, okay.
And so rather than, you know, look at the crappy blow-up ones.
Right.
You know, come on, it's a colleague. You're not going to spend £1,000.
No.
We thought we'd have a look on AliExpress. So I think we had a look. Laugh, because most of them do look like monstrosities.
Just give him the Titminge.
It's used now.
It's all right. It was already used because I smelt penis in that Titminge, if you remember. It was already used. Trust me.
Maybe I should just leave it on his desk. You see, I've got a key, go in at a weekend, just drop it on his desk and say nothing.
Just put a name on it. Tina, just for you.
Tina the Titminge, enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. Or I could just leave it under his spot in the car park.
Leave it on his chair. It'd be a comfortable cushion for his arse, if nothing else.
So, anyway, we've been looking at these things, having a bit of a laugh at work. And, yeah, I think then I got the advertising.
Okay, so the algorithms have kicked in.
Exactly.
And then you found what, Mr. J?
Well, after the joy and success of Lisa Toy.
Yeah.
I thought, well, you know, this looks like the bee's knees, the creme de la creme.
Yeah.
And it was a Chinese toy.
Right.
I'm sure most of them are.
Yeah.
And it was basically like a fleshlight thing.
Yeah.
Which had a motor in, and inside it, so it's like a vagina basically, you stick your cock in, at the end was a moving tongue. So, like...
You're so, so gullible. It absolutely... So I thought, are all men like this?
I thought, I quite like fucking, but and I quite like a blowjob. This looks good.
But are all men like this? Where you just see vagina, tongue. Oh, I'll go buy that. I mean, it's so basic.
It's not that basic. I mean, there's no tits on it. Well, thankfully, you're supplying those a bit tonight. So
let's move on, because there's something interesting with this toy, isn't there?
It also comes with a pair of very, very cheap earphones. Now, what would you possibly need earphones for with a sex toy?
Well, we found out, didn't we?
Well, it appears that when the tongue's licking, which is quite a loud motor sound, you put the earphones in, and we had one earphone each.
We did, to tune in. Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, it appears there is a Chinese lady. And she's...
It's not actually, it's just a voice, and it's probably an AI voice.
No, I think it's...
You think it's a recording of a real person?
I think probably, yeah.
Oh, your brain's going overdrive. No, it won't be a real person. What does she do, love?
Well, she makes... various sex noises, and the reason I'm assuming it's Chinese is because I'm pretty sure she says things in Chinese.
I think she did. Yeah. Yeah. How sexy was it on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being the sexiest thing in the world.
Probably about 0.1. Because the earphones were really tinny. I was thinking of linking it up to the sex speaker, but it wasn't Bluetooth. So, yeah. Yeah, really tinny. And, yeah, the tongue isn't very tongue-like.
No.
It just feels like something hard rubbing against the end of your knob.
Right, okay.
So all in all, not a successful buy. Again, it was only about £20, I think. But we removed it. It's not been used since.
It's on the tip now.
Oh, is it?
I put it in the black bin bag and took it to the tip. Well,
anyway, I got the much better option of you completely finishing off with your tongue, mm-hmm. and with your vagina.
There
so
you go.
Much better. So, yeah, you can't be replaced that easily.
I can't speak Chinese, though, love. I'm sorry.
That's fine. You can't speak with your mouthful either.
No, I can't. I got some new toys, though, didn't I?
Well, yeah, and you don't look for the bargains with the toys. Well, although they were half price.
They were on a deal,
but I think
they were still expensive.
It was a few weeks ago now, wasn't it? And
I hadn't even...
We were in bed. It was 1 o'clock at night.
I hadn't even had a drink and I did this.
Well, I think we just fucked. And then you got on your phone afterwards, because you're never sleepy after sex. You're always sort of wide awake.
It wakes me up. You go, you do the polar opposite to me. You're snoring within moments.
I don't snore.
And then I, what it does for me is it wakes me right up, and it's really infuriating. So anyway, sorry. Completely digressing.
That's a good review. So anyway, you went on your phone and you said, oh, look at these toys. And you spent, was it £200 or £300 on toys that moment in an impulse buy?
I don't know.
You don't even know, do you?
No.
I think it was between them, and they were almost like 40% off or something like that.
Yeah, well, they're from Lovence, which people probably have heard of.
Well, you have got a Lovence toy already. You've got the Lush 3.
Yes.
Which was a present off Brad and Angelina for your birthday, last year, the year before.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lovence, these are the ones which you can control remotely, so you download an app to your phone.
That's it.
You can control it and you can send the code out, and then somebody else can control remotely.
So I bought the Flexer, and the Flexer it quotes on their website that it says it's the best fingering sensation you have yet to experience. And it kind of, so a bit goes inside you, and then there's like a clitoral stimulation that goes on the outside. So it's kind of a U shape, isn't it?
A V shape, more or less.
And it goes backwards and forwards while vibrating.
It stimulates like a vibrator on your clit. And then if you imagine, it's probably about the width of two fingers.
Maybe two, I would say.
And effectively, it sort of does the come hither motion.
The come hither movement, yeah. And it reckons it's wearable as well. So they reckon it's, you can put it in with your knickers. I mean,
I think you'd struggle.
I think you'd hear it. It's quite noisy, I say.
That's why you wear pretty skimpy knickers most of the time.
I would say that's a good one. That works well, and it's fast, but it's bloody powerful.
Well, so I was sort of controlling it on the app a little bit, and then we sort of, that gets a bit faffy, to be honest.
It does get a bit faffy.
So we found the rhythm you liked, and then basically you were sucking my cock while this was inside.
Yeah, the thing is with it, for me, it's powerful, which for a lot of women, they'll be like, what's wrong with that? But I think I'm a bit hypersensitive around my clitoral area.
I'm sure you've said this before.
I have. Yeah. So I struggle with certain clitoral stimulation.
You talked about your clit sucker on the last episode.
This feels completely different, but I remember turning it on and saying to you, is that the lowest setting? Because it just is from the moment it gets going. You're like, what the hell?
Talking of your clit sucker, we did actually have some feedback from somebody saying it was also their favourite toy.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's a different sensation than it just drilling on your clit.
I think you quite like the clit sucker and then either my dick or a dildo style toy.
The glass would work well with that. Yeah. I would say I would recommend that one. And that it's small, it's discreet, and it packs a punch.
So theoretically, you could put this in your knickers, well, in your vagina.
Yeah.
And in your knickers, wear it.
Yeah.
You might look a bit, you know, like you've got a Linford Christie lunchbox.
No. I don't think you could wear anything like really, really tight with it. I just don't think you could wear it out and about.
And then theoretically, I could be connected, or somebody could be connected from anywhere in the world with the code and just switch it on whilst you're walking around Sainsbury's.
That's the theory, but then people would hear it. There's no doubt with this. They would.
Is your phone going off, love?
Yeah.
No.
The other one that I bought was the Gravity.
Sorry, how much was... Do you want to tell people how much it was?
Yeah, it was reduced, and I think they're about £89 now.
Is that all?
Yeah, and the Gravity, which we're going to talk about now, is about £115.
And they're half price.
They're half price, yeah.
So full price should be, what, £180? Yeah. And what is it, £229, something like that?
Yeah, so they're very expensive full price. Would I pay full price? No, I wouldn't.
Would you get what you pay for with sex toys?
Well, that's what I'm going to go and say. This Gravity, which is a thrusting, vibrating dildo, and it's got like a suction plate with it, so you can actually stick it to something and
or
sit
in the shower
on it.
Or...
It's not for me, this. I struggle with this.
You still had an orgasm.
I didn't use it how it was intended.
Did you not?
No. So it thrusts. I mean, you know, it does the job well. It does a proper thrusty thing.
Does it feel like a dick going in there?
No. Dicks don't thrust like that.
Well,
no,
it sort of comes from the hips, babe.
Exactly. It doesn't come from the dick. The dick's not going in and out like that. It's coming from the hip movement. And it just isn't. So it doesn't need to feel like a dick, though. It can just, you know, it can stimulate in other ways. But it was just too much for me. It was like...
It's like a delicate wallflower.
Well, it maybe is a bit of a delicate wallflower down there. But that's not done it for me. But it does vibrate. So I just used it like a dildo, as in a clitoral vibration.
Having
and
said
it worked.
That, quite often when you use the toy for a first time, you'll go, not sure it's for me. Use it for a second time, go, holy fuck.
Yeah, like the clit sucker.
Yeah,
so
I'm the wand, if you remember.
Yeah, so I'm kind of saying what I'm saying now, but... We'll feed
maybe
back
give,
again.
Maybe give it another go later.
Yeah. But definitely the Flexer, I would say. That absolutely. That's great, that.
So the Flexer over the Gravity at the moment.
I personally would say it was very individual. So
Yeah. Not quite as funny as our last sex toy reviews. Although maybe mine was again. Fucking hell.
I know, but you're buying sex toys with noises. I
didn't know it had noises, to be fair.
It was a bonus.
It was more like a vagina with a tongue. What could possibly go wrong? So, something else we just wanted to touch on, Mrs. G, is We've been having, since we did our social back in December.
Yeah.
We organised that via KK. Part of the KK rules, if you organise it on there, is that everybody who attends has to be on KK for verifications, etc. But we've had lots of feedback from listeners saying, oh, are you doing another social? How can I get on it?
It's an awful lot, actually. I don't know whether that's like New Year, kind of a, right, okay, let's get plans in for the year or something. But kind of just surprised me how many people have gone, are you doing a social? Can you organise a social? And we'd want to come to it. And we're a bit, like I've just said, sort of linking it back, we're not that established in many ways. You know, we've not even 2 years in with this.
But you need to be established to organise a social.
No, we don't, but I think I'm just saying we're still finding our way a little bit.
Yeah, I think the thing is with organising socials is it's not too much work, really.
No.
In the sense that you find a venue, yes, you have to collect the money off people, because normally, and this is what a lot of people might not get, is to get the venue, you either have to sign up to a minimum bar spend, or you need a certain number of people, and then they give you money, you know, vouchers or so forth.
Yeah.
So initially you've got to outlay a cost.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But then other than that, you just need people to pay and turn up, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's not massively difficult once you've found the venue.
Yeah.
But we've been on lots of socials organised by lots of people. So it's something that we would certainly consider. And we've been talking about this, winding back round to why I'm mentioning it, because our cruise group, there's, 26 of us on it now? So we were saying it'd be nice to meet up beforehand because we're going in September. So we thought about maybe a social, and even Mammy and Pappy, all the way from the middle of the United States, have said, don't count us out on this. If you're doing something and we're free that weekend, we'll just jump on a flight.
I know, they're crazy.
Fucking awesome, but, you know. Yeah, we're thinking of doing something in Manchester in July, is it?
Yeah, I mean, the date we're playing around with is the 13th of July, but we've not secured a venue yet. We're still playing around with these ideas.
We've been chatting about it this week.
Yeah, but it's just that's the date that we can do, and it kind of works out.
Yeah,
so,
but what we'll probably do is try and find a venue, organise it, and then we may well open it up if some listeners want to come and say hello or just meet other like-minded people.
It will be limited on numbers, though. And obviously, if the cruise gang are going to come, we have to consider venue size and stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll update people on that.
But no, I mean, it's not something that we intended to do. We did the KK one partly because we were sort of encouraged to by a friend of ours who then couldn't come herself.
Yeah.
But it went really well. So we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We had a good night. And then, yeah, should we do it again? Lots of people seem to be encouraging of it.
Yeah,
so
we'll see.
Watch this space. But yeah, we'll announce it if we're going to do something like that. Now, Mrs. G, this weekend,
yes,
we are, in fact, on Friday, we're going off to Purple Mamba.
Yes, that's a club, in
case
people don't know.
In Nottingham. By the time this episode comes out, we'll probably have been, actually.
I would think so, yeah.
But yeah, we're going off. It's a KK takeover. So this has been booked for 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, 2 days before we're recording, we're not massively feeling it, really.
No, I think there's a few reasons for this. We said a little earlier that clubs are not really our thing, is what we're finding. It's not
our ideal,
not flicking our switches. So there's that to take into account. We've never been to this club, and I think that's in part one of the reasons we want to go, because we want to go and see it.
Yeah.
But equally, we've heard that it's a really small club.
Well, somebody described it to us as basically the whole club being the size of the ground floor at Townhouse.
And that's quite small.
Yeah, I mean, Townhouse is over 4 floors, including the dungeon basement.
Yeah.
So one floor of it really isn't that big.
No.
Isn't
this not a negative thing? But my concern with it, if I'm just being brutally honest, is if we're not really feeling it and we've not really got much connections, does it feel a bit kind of claustrophobic?
Yeah, I mean, you say we've not got many connections. There's plenty there that we know quite well.
Yeah.
So there's going to be, I think, about 70, 75 people overall, and inevitably some of those won't go. So say there's going to end up at 60 people or something, and we probably know, well, what would you say, 15 to 20 people?
Yeah.
And we know others to say hello to and so forth. So There's that, but we've not really got involved in the chat so
which
much.
Is really, really unusual for us, because yeah. we're usually all over a chat group.
Yeah.
And there is a separate chat group for this. And it's nothing, it's not a personal thing. It just isn't our vibe. Well, I say at the minute, it's not been. No, we're just not feeling the vibe of it.
Obviously, we're on lots of chat groups, because we've got all our personal chats.
Yeah.
We've got the cruise chat, which is a very personal chat.
Yeah.
Which is pretty busy at times.
And growing, yeah.
Yeah, we've got the social in Manchester in March that we're going to.
Yeah.
That we know, I would say, probably 70 to 80% of the people yeah. on there quite well.
Yeah.
And we're much chattier on there.
Yeah.
And it feels more of
just
sort of the people we know.
More us, yeah.
So we're quite busy on that. And then there's the big KK chats that we're on as well. And so we're busy on chats. So we can't do everything.
It's not that. We'd find space to do it. We'd, because something else you'd let go for a little bit while you're building up. It just isn't, for whatever reason, it's just not yeah. quite a kick it. And what's interesting about this is I would say that this is, I think we may have had it once or twice before, but not on a KK group ever.
No, there's been a few chats that, not in the same way necessarily, but we've got pretty bored of.
Yeah.
Because the chat just wasn't suiting us yeah. and, you know, obviously we've left certain groups and things like that.
Well,
generally,
you just evolve, don't you?
Yeah,
and
you leave things
fine,
behind and
yeah.
just move on. But
exactly.
This just feels, yeah, like you say, it's a different vibe. Possibly there's probably 15 to 20 people who are the main chatters on the group
yeah.
out of 80
yeah.
or 75.
Which, again, I find quite unusual. For a Killing Kittens chat, usually it's more like 70 to 80% chat.
Yeah,
particularly
a
couple of nights before the event, and the rest are quiet.
Yeah, and I think it might be that there's a core group here that know each other quite well, and they're sort of chatting.
I don't know. I don't know. But I think it's interesting that we should perhaps mention this, because there will be people that will be going to events or going to clubs, because you have chat groups with clubs and stuff, and maybe a feeling, what we're feeling at the minute, which is, I'm not sure about this. So what we're going to do is, although we're feeling a bit not so sure about this.
Well, literally this morning, we had a chat about
yeah.
whether just to cancel the hotel
yeah,
and jack it in.
For me, as I'm sat here now, and I've made no bones of this, for me, if you gave me the choice, I'm more than happy to go away, obviously, because I like the time that we get with each other, and mm-hmm. I love that. But for me, you could give me a nice bottle of wine and some lovely snacks, and I would be more than happy.
Snacks.
I would. I like the snacks. I'd be more than happy to sit in that hotel with you and not go to that event or that club at all, because I'm just not feeling it. But what we are going to do is, because we've had this chat, is we are going to go along and...
I feel the same way, by the way. You know
yeah,
that.
No, absolutely. But we are going to go along and we're going to feed it back, because it will be interesting, because we could go... And it completely spin on its head. So it's a kind of an experiment for us to go, do we need to be really involved in a chat for us to really enjoy the event or the night? Or can we be as we are, which is just not really feeling this, go anyway and go, do you know what? We had a bloody great night.
I think there's a couple of sort of precedents for this over our swinger time, if you like, where there's been other events where we've really looked forward to and they've been a bit flat.
Yeah, yeah.
There's been events where we really didn't look forward to, and I think we talked about it last year. There was one in particular we really weren't keen on going. We got to the hotel and thought, actually, should we just not bother with this?
Yeah.
And Brad and Angelina were part of the event, actually, and sort of said, look, if you want to sack it off,
yeah.
we'll just stay with you.
Yeah, I'll always be grateful to them for that.
And, you know, there was that element, and also the fucker gang.
Yeah.
They were on text and stuff, and they really pulled... That was... Probably more you than me that wasn't
yeah,
feeling it.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
They literally pulled you round.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
by
did.
Being them.
Yeah, yeah.
And
reminded
went and,
me of the fun.
Yeah, and we went yeah. and we had a great night.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what we say, it's all about the fun. And if it doesn't feel like fun...
Right, this group to me, this chat group to me, for me, is not fun. I can see
I
other people are really enjoying their whatever's going on, but I'm not finding
no.
it. I'm not feeling it.
And the thing is as well, some of the people that we know quite well who are going,
yeah.
they've also said similar.
They have. We're not alone with this.
And I'm literally
at
talking,
all.
I can think off the top of my head, at least four other couples
yeah.
who said it. There's another couple who we know who've been really quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
So who knows? But the other precedent, going back to it, was, if you remember, the festive drink social that we went to just after Christmas, we were sort of on a high family-wise just after Christmas. Mm. It'd been Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and it was like, oh, can we be bothered going out tonight? We're not, really not feeling it. We sort of hauled ourselves into Manchester, went to the social, and ended up in an orgy at the end. Had a great night.
We ended up with a great night, and that is probably why we've discussed and I've said, okay, let's try this. Let's just do it. Because ultimately...
Well, I reminded you of that.
Yeah, you did. You did. And I think ultimately, if we go and we have a few drinks, if after an hour we feel the way we do now, then we simply go to the hotel.
I agree completely. And a couple of our friends have said similar. Again, we had a text this morning of one of the women on the chat that we're on with a couple. And she was like, yeah, I was ready to check
she
in.
She said
she's
not even taking her swinger bag. That's where she's at.
I know.
She's not even put a fake tan on tonight. She's got no fake tan. She's not taken a swinger bag, but she has waxed her legs.
Because so this is... I thought this was piss funny. She said, nobody wants to see Yeti legs.
No. So let's do it. Let's...
What, with them?
Oh. Yeah, I said I'd have my streaky fake tan and she'd be there with the stubbly legs. let's...
Well, no, she's waxed them.
Yeah, true. Good point. That's why I think we've needed to be honest again, as always, authentic and honest. We're not really feeling it, but we're going to go. And then the next episode that we do, we're going to feed back. And you're either going to hear us say, yeah, it was absolutely shit. Don't ever go to an event that you're not feeling the chat group. Or we're going to go, we were really wrong.
But also, it would be nice to see a new club.
Well, we can talk about that as well, I suppose.
You know, it's another new club to see.
Yeah.
It's in a part of the country where we've not really been to a club over that way, so that will be good as well. We'll feed back on that. So changing the subject to happier things, although this could be great, but Brad sent us a text message either today or yesterday on our group and sort of said, he must have been bored, he's probably at work, not really doing much. And he said, I've been flicking back through the group from when Mr. G set it up way back when, after the
our
first
chat
cruise.
Group with them.
Well, I didn't realise this at the time. I thought he meant some Facebook group for a cruise or something. And he's going, I've been looking through all the media, and I'm like, oh, which group's that? And you came on and put something like, ours, you idiot.
Yeah, no, I can't believe you didn't hear.
But he said he was looking back feeling nostalgic about the first PJ party on the first cruise and stuff like that. I'm surprised he can even remember it, to be honest.
I don't think he does.
That's probably why.
That's why he's looking.
Fucking hell, that's me. So we sort of went back and it was really nostalgic looking back. I mean, it's almost 2 years now.
Well, I must have archived some of mine. And mine only goes back for a year. But he obviously
I think
hasn't.
I saved all the ones with yours and Angelina's tits on it, basically.
But it was interesting though, wasn't it, going right back?
Oh, yeah. Well, bloody hell, that first cruise. I looked at a photo and I'm there with Brad on this photo. And I thought, fucking hell, looks like we've eaten each other.
You are a bit bigger, both.
Bloody
of you.
Hell, yeah.
That's because you're now swinger fit.
Swinger fitness. I mean, I'm still not slim by any stretch of the imagination.
You're not big though.
I'm sure Brad wouldn't mind me saying he's not a slim guy.
No,
either.
He slimmed down loads recently but, as well. But
I mean, bloody hell, both of us look about three quarters of the size that we were then.
Yeah, you're just in very different places, both of you. But it was
with
quite
big
nice
smiles on our faces though.
Yeah, you just look like lovers, really.
I know, we just fuck more people now.
Even bigger smiles.
But no, it was really quite nice looking back. And there's, you know, a picture Brad had sent us of himself, which we can never, ever show anybody. With sort of Angelina's threatened us with death if we show it. But it's a really funny photo of him. And it was just nice sort of laughing about it. But talking of Brad and Angelina... Last weekend, I think, was it last week? No, 2 weekends ago.
2 weekends ago, yeah.
We went to Penthouse Playrooms with them.
We did.
So we sort of, they were going anyway, just to go for a night alone, rather than to their usual club that they go to.
Yeah.
And we sort of decided to gatecrash with them.
Well, they said come along, so we said, okay, we'll do it.
So we went along and they were running a bit behind us. I think their traffic from the south was busier than getting around London than ours was coming from the north. So we got to the hotel and I think they arrived shortly after us and we went and spent some time with them and stuff and that was all great. They showed us the new swinger light that they bought.
Yeah.
And, you know,
went for a bite to eat.
We saw the fashion show of Angelina's dresses for the night and things like that.
Yeah.
Went for a bite to eat. Then we went back to the hotel and you wrecked yet another hotel bed.
Did I?
Can you remember?
hotel. Not before we went out.
It was before.
Was it before we went out?
Do you not even remember anything?
I remember when we got home. I don't remember when, before we went out.
Yeah.
Oh, go me. Right, okay.
You didn't actually wreck it, but you know what I mean. But yeah. No, we had some fun in the hotel. Then we went off to penthouse playrooms. Now, going back to the club thing, for a few weeks we joined the Telegram chat.
Yeah.
For the event.
Which is it's a chat group, but it's Telegram, for people that don't know, is a little bit like a WhatsApp, but it's very discreet.
It's actually, well, nobody can see your number for a start, but
yeah.
I'd actually say a year or so ago, I really struggled with Telegram, but I think Mrs. Navy, when she organised the social, used it, and she had it organised really well, and this one was organised really well, and it was actually a decent sort of forum for it, I think, now, Telegram.
Penthouse do these chats for their events, which is good. That's definitely a plus. It's a good thing that they do.
Yeah, there's a lady there that seems to organise all the sort of...
that side of stuff.
Yeah, and she's really good and has everything organised.
But there is very obviously some regulars on there, which you're going to get, aren't you? You're going to get that.
Of course you are, with any club.
Everybody was very welcoming when we went on there and things, though. There was nobody...
Yeah, no,
nobody
we did a roll call and stuff. Had a few sort of chats, but never really again, and similar to what we've just said about the Purple Mamba group. Just not quite... We didn't quite get involved in the chat. As I say, perhaps it's because we've got so many, but we went along to the club and... there was a little bit of a pre-meet before, and I think these are a great idea. If you can have a mini social, it drops that expectation in a way to let you make connections in a vanilla venue. Mm. But it sort of got to the time, we weren't sure how many were at the pre-meet, so we just went to the club, and I'm glad we did, because there was probably 20 people in at the time.
It meant we could have a really good look round, because we have been to Penthouse
three times previously,
but... they were either an event or there was one night where it wasn't an event, but we were there later, so we probably couldn't have a proper look at it. And also, we're maybe looking at things with slightly different eyes now as well.
Yeah, completely.
But it is a good club.
It is. It is a good club.
The layout is good. It feels higher end than a lot of sex clubs do.
Yeah.
UK ones.
Similar quality, I'd say, to probably Townhouse in the decor-wise.
Yeah, they have a different feel.
Like a nightclub with playrooms.
It's got a dance floor. There's lots of, like, the neon-y type lights and things. There's an actual DJ. The bar, they do, like, all sorts of different cocktails and things. It changed a little bit from the last time we were there. They had, like, a big play bed, didn't they?
It's like an exhibitionist dream. It's like a super king.
That you can see from the bar.
Yeah. Didn't see anybody playing on that bed all night, actually.
No. And then we had a good wander around the rooms, and there is a really good variety of rooms, different sizes.
The old BDSM area downstairs has now become... it's like a giant play area, but the bizarre thing is there's only one bed.
They need more beds down there. Although they did have a few sofas, I think.
Yeah, they're sort of blowjob sofas or oral sex sofas.
They could just stick another bed down there, really, though.
I think they could do with a few more, really. Yeah. So lots of sort of wraparound sofas. It looked to me a bit like a lap dancing club down there.
Yeah, yeah.
But with a bed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've changed all that. The hot tub and stuff is still there. That's not really our thing.
No.
But then you go upstairs and you just described the bar area and the communal sort of socialising area. Playrooms, I think we walked around every single one this time.
Yeah, we did. That's what I said, there's a really good variety. It's not that they're themed, they're different sizes slightly, aren't they?
Well, there's a grotto, isn't there? Like a golden grotto.
I was going to say, there's like almost lots of little hidey holes, is the way I would describe it.
There's some like where you sort of climb into almost.
Yeah.
Two private rooms, lockable rooms.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's a good club and there's a good space. They've utilised the space well to give privacy to lots of little areas.
Yeah. There's a big orgy room, which looked good.
And then there's the cinema as well, isn't there?
There's the cinema. There's also like a little mezzanine level, which we've not been up to before.
Yeah.
And we went up later on and there's sort of, again, a massive orgy bed, which is probably only about 4 foot from the ceiling.
Yeah, there's quite
a
few people playing on
there. And then there's part of it that looks out over the dance floor. That's quite a good little area, actually.
Lighting is right.
Well, you say this, but when we were there, you weren't keen on the lighting in some of the playrooms. You felt they were too bright.
Oh, did I? Did I?
Yeah, there was sort of lights, but they were sort of pointed down onto.
It was the position of the lights. They were downlighters.
Yeah. So yeah. They sort of shone onto the bed a little bit. So yeah,
it's not good. Not a good look.
No, it could be a bit more like you're going for a smear than.
Ew.
Just without gloves.
Yeah. Anyway, so overall, it's a good club.
Yeah.
And we would definitely recommend it. They're really good at doing different themed weekends. The staff are all super friendly. There's lots of lockers. The bathrooms are nice. They are communal changing area. And then upstairs, sort of near the bar area, the bathrooms there are separate. So there's ladies and male and females, isn't there? So
there's more lockers upstairs as well.
Oh, there is. Yeah, there is more lockers upstairs. So overall, it's a good club. It's just that on that particular night for us, we chatted with quite a few people, didn't we? But there was, it struck me as quite a lot of, it was an unusual mixture of people.
Well, it was unusual. I'd say it was very diverse.
Right, okay, diverse. So there seemed to be a whole chunk of brand new people. New. They were rabbits in the headlights.
I think typically the couples nights, couples and single women night, and this was Valentine's theme.
Yeah.
They attract a lot of new people.
Maybe.
There's quite a, probably 20 content creators. Mm. We didn't know they were content creators, but Angelina sort of recognised some of
them. Yeah, so they took up a huge sort of area as well. And it.
You sort of get the impression they're not there to mix and play.
They're there for
with
content,
each other.
Yeah.
They're there to create content.
Which I guess is, you know, it's up to them, isn't it, them, at the end of the day. But yeah.
And then there's the regulars.
Yes, there were. Yeah, and again, that was quite notable that there were some regular people in.
And for couples and single ladies now, I would say there's actually quite a lot of single men there.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Which they're supposed to either go by the invitation of a couple.
Maybe they were.
Or
then.
By, I think the club let so many in, but the pre-vetted and verified, etc.
It didn't feel overrun with single guys.
No, no, we didn't. We just saw some milling about,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. So
there was the guy who looked like he was off 365 nights, 365 days, whatever it's called on Netflix.
And he caught my eye, and then I was just like, no, actually, you're a bit cocky. No. So yes, overall, good night. And we stayed there till about midnight, and then we just were like, I don't want to have sex with you in a club when I can go home and have sex with you. We weren't vibing with anybody specifically.
We've done that sometimes, but I think we've got to be in a certain mood.
Yeah, and it was just the vibe wasn't there for that for me. And I had my first when it came to a dress down as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because my dress down has always been a bra that's covered my nipples. But I went for it and I had a cupless bra and I just had tape over my nipples and then a mesh top
over
the top.
It was like a cross, wasn't it? X marks the spot.
Yeah, and then I had a mesh top over the top of that. And I had to have a little moment with myself because I was like, in fact, I actually went over to Brad and Angelina's room, do you remember? And I was like, because I know they'll be honest with me.
Well, you asked me and said, did my boobs look okay? And I'm like, yeah, fucking hot. And you're like, So I said, well, go and ask them two fuckers over there. So they were directly opposite on the corridor, weren't they?
Yeah, and they were.
What did they say? Because I was in the room.
They were both, just get them out. I think, actually, Brad said, don't wear the nipple tape. And Angelina said, wear the nipple tape. So I went with the nipple tape. But it was a little bit of a first for me, that. So we're still having little firsts, aren't we, I suppose?
Well, you put that picture out on Twitter and on Fab, I think, as well.
But I actually left the club in my lingerie.
Well, you were going to get dressed, and I was like, oh, fucking hell, I want to fuck you in this outfit, basically.
So I left it on and just put my fur... Well, it's a fake fur coat, and I would just put my fake fur coat over the top.
Oh, it was hot.
I felt that was quite naughty. I liked it. Yeah, because I just had my underwear underneath.
So that's why when we got back, took a few photos and so on, and... Then
destroyed
the
bed. Well, this is squirty here.
There was a moment actually where I can't remember. Maybe you'd taken a toy or something like that, and you wanted to give me a blowjob, and I had a cock ring on.
All right,
you'd taken a cock ring for me, and there was a moment. It was a bit weird because you were sort of lay down. I was about to put my cock in your mouth, and for a minute it was like, fucking hell, it's not gonna go in here.
Yeah, well, I think when you have a cock ring on, it goes particularly hard, your dick, or it can, well, it does what it's meant to do. So it was proper solid. And
I was worried your mouth had shrunk.
Well, I've always said to you that you're quite girthy. I have, though.
You have.
And so if you put a cock ring on it as well, it pumps it. So for whatever reason, I did feel a bit like a snake trying to dislocate my jaw to get your man piece into my mouth.
You managed it.
I did manage it. I'm good.
I mean, this led a few days later.
Yeah.
This combined with, it was International Condom Day.
Yeah.
And this combined with a chat on KK.
Yeah.
And then with some of our friends about condom size.
And so I messaged him and said, can you explain what this is? Because he was saying about measuring your cock to ascertain what size girth you are. And I was like, well, obviously that makes absolute sense. But why have we never done this with you?
Well, I think historically, then you always think of anything other than a regular condom. So any extra large condom,
Yeah.
As basically being for like monster cocks.
Like you see on porns and stuff.
And ultimately, when people talk about cock size, generally, I think everybody talks about length.
Yeah.
Or that's what most people think about.
Yeah, yeah.
So they talk about this inch, that inch, blah, 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 blah. I would say, average cock size. I just never even thought about it. But I talked about when I put the condom on, it can have a nullifying effect. So it disturbs the moment.
We've said this.
You've got to put the condom on. And I always seem to struggle to get the fucking condom on.
So we've said this on the pod. But the problems you experience, or that we experience, shall we say, is that you put the condom on and it flings back. It doesn't roll down. It flicks back up again.
Or rolls back up.
So I call it a fling back. I'm just giving you that. I'm trademarking that. Fling backs. Or you struggle to pull it down your cock. I mean, we can't put this any other way. Because there's going to be other men out there that are understanding
feel the same
this
way.
And you say it becomes that in the moment of play when you're in the heat of it. Yes, of course, when you stop to put a condom on, it stalls things. But it's to the severity of the stall is the issue here. Is that when it's flinging off and you can't get it down, this is what makes...
It's not very sexy.
It's not sexy. Mm. I mean, I generally can be quite successful with them with you, can't I? So you'll generally give me a tap and I'll be like,
it's not the most comfortable experience, though.
No, but you've never communicated this, though. You've never said to me that isn't comfortable. But then, again, you've never known it that it shouldn't be that way because you've never been educated otherwise.
And years and years. And I go back to when you're taught how to put condoms on, then people sort of say, I remember sort of teachers, for example, you know, your PSE, I think they called it when we were younger, I don't know what they call it now.
Something or other, but yeah.
But they sort of say, people who say that condoms aren't the right fit, and then what they do is they stretch them and put them over like a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
And it's like, nobody's dick's this big, is it?
Yeah, so if it fits this, it'll fit
you. And
you
think, right, okay.
I mean, we might be really alone with this and there might be people listening going, how did you not know? But then what we realise is that the circumference of the condom are in different sizes.
It's the width of the condom.
Yes.
They measure them in.
Yes. How have we never looked into this?
Well, why would you?
Because I tell you why we wouldn't, is because when it goes back to when you were at school... For me, I remember them putting a condom on a banana, right? It was barely spoken about. Why are we not educating kids about, teens that are coming to the point where they're going to start having sex, why are we not educating them about getting the right size of condom for comfort and for pleasure and for going forward, that they would use it again because...
Also, it's less likely to split, if it fits well.
And not only that, if they use it for the first time and it's uncomfortable or they struggle with it, they're unlikely to use it again. So why are we not educating?
100%. I mean, I'm in my mid-40s and I'd never thought of this before. And there's a website, I think it's British Condoms or something like that. And they do a trial pack of different sizes.
So they
condoms.
Do all sorts of condoms, but they do this trial pack,
And there's 7 condoms in it, all of different sizes to try. And it's only about £10 or something like that for 7 condoms.
But it's great. So they're all different sizes.
Yeah. So
different circumferences, widths.
Well, they come in width, basically.
Right.
And then, obviously, I don't exactly know how they work, but we did something that possibly unusually, never done in my life, I think lots of men do. You measured my cock.
Well, we Googled, didn't we? And on the condom website, they had some guidance, and then we went down the rabbit hole of Googling about measuring the circumference of your girth. And it would seem that with a condom size, it isn't all about the length of your dick.
It makes sense, really, because ultimately,
yeah,
to put one on,
yeah,
it doesn't matter if you're 3 inches or you're 9 inches.
Yeah.
It goes on, and normally they're long enough to go on whatever.
Yes, they do have slightly longer ones as well.
It's the girth, really, yeah, in the sense that
you can't roll it down.
Yeah.
I mean, it now, like, honestly, the light bulb moment in me that day where I was like, why have we never looked at this?
Yeah.
I'm still in shock.
So you got your old sewing tape measure out.
I did measure you. And then there's graphs that you can plot yourself on the graphs, well, isn't there?
Basically, there's lots of websites, and there's Wikipedia is quite a good one, really. Mm. That's got a couple of graphs and things.
Yeah.
And,
but gives you like the averages as well.
What's really surprising is when you have a look, the actual average size of penises. Because it appears that...
Were they bigger or smaller than you anticipated?
Well, I'd never even thought about circumference or girth, to be honest.
So you'd always thought about length of penis?
That's, well, when people say about size of cock, that's generally what everybody thinks about, I think.
And do you think that comes from school education?
Society. Probably not.
It's society. So it's a sexual thing, as in what you see in porn and that sort of thing. Is that what it is?
I guess so. I'm not sure I've sort of thought about it with this much depth. But yeah, when people talk about cock size, generally, I think I've just said it, people
length,
are talking about length, not circumference and girth as such. Yeah, you know, as such, do we either have anything to do with pleasure? I don't know. That's up to the woman, really. It's,
well, you can't change what you've got.
And ultimately, you can't change what you've got. So you're as long as you're short as you are, and you're as wide or as narrow as you, or girthy or ungirthy as you are.
I wanted to just interject there as well, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, that we're not discussing this to kind of go, oh, you've got an all right girth on you there, love, well done. It's none of that. I don't want to put this across as that.
No, and one of our other friends, we won't mention for each one, but it appears... they're very girthy.
Yeah, and they've never discussed it with us.
No, until we sort of
we've
said,
obviously never played
and they
with
go,
them.
Oh, well, and they, yeah.
I was like, why have you never mentioned this to us? And it's like, nobody thinks that you boys need to talk to each other more. So yeah. We didn't want to discuss this on the pod to kind of go, oh, well, you've got an all right girth on you there. It was more... very much from the point of view that I cannot believe
find
the right size. I cannot believe that you are not better educated in this. I'm absolutely astonished.
Well, I remember back to school where, you know, they'd stretch over a Coke bottle or something and say, nobody's got a dick this big, so it will always fit a condom. What they were trying to say is, to the girls, never let a guy say that the condom doesn't fit and not use one. Be safe, it will always fit
But
them.
We've changed as a society, surely, since then. So surely we should be educating how to do it correctly a little bit better now. And maybe back then, when you was at school, with respect, because you're not a spring chicken, maybe they didn't have the variety of sizes, and maybe now they do. So we're just saying... look at it, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, ladies and men, look at it together.
We would recommend, you know, I'm sure you can get it from lots of websites, but a trial pack. Measure yourself. So the way they say it is basically get a tape or a piece of string and then, you know, measure it against the ruler. But basically measure it against the middle of your cock. When you're hard. I mean, we didn't measure flaccid because what difference does it make?
It's got to go on when it's hard, yeah.
So when it's hard... measure around basically the centre of your cock, the circumference.
Yeah, the widest bit.
Yeah. Well, apart from the head.
The head depends on the shape of your penis,
shaft, basically, to get the circumference.
Mm.
And then to measure the length, you basically do it from your pubic bone.
Yeah.
So even if you got a little bit of, you know, tub on you,
push down to get the bone,
and then measure up to basically the top part of your head of your penis.
Just don't discount the girth.
But what's amazing is, generally, and now you know, so I think most people, when they talk about average sizes, because let's face it, guys always add an inch or two, always. But actually, when you look it up, and there's been a study done about 5 years ago that everywhere seems to use, it sort of measured 15,000-16,000 cocks, and it was done unlike one.
What a job.
Well, the Kinsey. Yeah, you're like, how far can I get my mouth down?
It's the special Mrs. G scale. Sorry, completely.
Can you tickle the tonsils?
Tickling, going off track. Pull me back. Stop, woman.
So, I think there was one done years ago by the Kinsey Institute, but the failure with that one is they ask men to send measurements in themselves.
Right.
Let's face it, men tend to add an inch or two themselves.
There you go, yeah.
Probably, as I think I've just said. So, this one that was done about 5 or 6 years ago, 15,000-16,000 cocks they checked and measured, and the average size for an erect penis, lengthwise, so that's your pubic bone up to the top, is actually 5.17 inches, which is, I think, 13.1 centimetres.
That is smaller than I would have thought, if I'm honest.
Smaller than everybody would have thought, I guess, because I think everybody sort of thinks 6 to 6.5 inches.
But isn't it awful, because like you men must kind of constantly be comparing yourself to these massive cocks that you see on porns and stuff, which are just the absolute minority.
I mean, we don't know them. I think it's a bit unfair to call them massive cocks.
No, you know what I mean. The thing that I found astonishing with this, from my point of view, you would not go out and buy a pair of shoes without fitting for the size, because it would be uncomfortable and it would hurt your feet.
I've not even talked about the girth measurements yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm interjecting again. But
so, yeah, 5.17 inches or 13.1 centimetres. The average girth, apparently, is 4.59 inches, or that's 11.6 centimetres.
Wow.
So, you know, and you think if you roll the tape measure, you sort of get the idea. Which again, I don't know. I never really thought about it, and you've always said, well, you know,
I always felt, for how we've been together nearly 20 years,
and you've always said,
I've always said it, and you've never taken my word for it.
up until I don't know, a year or so ago, I, to my knowledge and memory, never really seen another erect penis close up.
Right.
It's only when you're playing with people on a bed and it's next to you that you see them. And even then, I'm not paying massive attention to the cock.
But that's kind of what...
Because normally you've got it hidden somewhere.
But that... This is, like I say, to go back to what I was saying before I interrupted you, which is you wouldn't buy a pair of shoes without at least trying the size or being measured.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why we won't do that with penises. And then
you said boobs as well.
That was what I was going to say. The same with boobs. And I appreciate that they're different parts of the body, but equally, both need to be supported and feel comfortable. And believe you me, shoes and bras can bring joy. So much joy. So condoms can bring joy. It just has to fit you right.
I think for me, always, all my life, I've always seen a condom negatively. Getting in the way, breaking the ply, because I've never found it easy to roll it on.
There you go.
So, we bought this sizing pack, and they basically, there's a few varieties. There's a Durex in there, there's a Skins in there.
My size.
Four different sizes of my size.
And Passanta?
And Passanta. We've not tried that one yet.
No.
But effectively, what I've found is, for me, the skin's large, if you like, for want of a better phrase.
So you're even embarrassed about saying that.
Well, it just sounds a bit twatty, doesn't it?
But, I'm interjecting again. But maybe the companies need to be changing the language around
this. I think marketing... I mean, obviously, you put out large condoms, people are like, oh, yes.
So they have an expectation, but, and you're worried about meeting that expectation.
Well, you just, like I say, you just think of large condoms as being for monster long
size cocks. Of a 2-litre Coke bottle.
Almost, yeah. but I think also, they also sell small condoms. Now, who the fuck wants to go and buy one of them?
No one's going to buy a small
Nobody
condom.
Nobody wants one of those.
No,
so
no.
If the, and let's face it, really, I know condoms come in different lengths, but they, as long as it covers the head, basically, then...
And stays on,
then that's the important bit as such. Yeah. So not everybody has to wear a condom roll right down to the, you know, the ball bag, so to speak.
No, no. As long as it doesn't move, that's the thing.
As long as it doesn't come off, yeah.
But if it fits you right, it's not going to move.
No. But if they marketed them as... Because everybody's different. Everybody's got a different preference. So it's like... For example, boobs.
Yeah.
Some men will like small boobs, some men will like big boobs.
Yeah.
Some, you know, some... Everybody, or women as well, everybody likes a different boob size, yeah. I guess. So it's not whether one's better or worse.
No.
It's down to preference. So, again, with cocks, ultimately, you've got what you've got. You can't change it. So,
well, you can, actually, you know, but not that you
I'm sure,
need to do
I'm
that.
Sure, like lots of men, I could say, well, I wouldn't mind being longer or whatever. But yeah. So what? You've got what you've got.
Well,
you
we could go
that.
On forever, couldn't we? As I've always said, it's not all about the cock, and I still stand by that. Well, absolutely
likewise,
it's not.
You can't change a lot of your physical appearance. So you can, if you're bald, you're bald.
Mm.
Or if you're short, you're short. If you're tall, you're tall. You can't change those things. You can change a little bit if you're
you can have a hair transplant. You can tweak things. I think there are tweaks that are available. But it's more importantly, you shouldn't feel the need to tweak if you are happy with what
you
have.
Well, if
you
are, you know, ultimately, if you're happy with yourself, then who gives a fuck what somebody else thinks, in a way?
Yeah.
I've used the phrase this week with somebody, actually. Ultimately, it's none of your business what somebody else thinks about you.
No.
Because you can't please all the people all the time.
No.
So, if the condom companies were selling thick and thin condoms, then ultimately, I'm guessing, some women might like a thin penis, others might like a thick penis.
I'm not even sure if that terminology would work. I don't know. I don't know. I wonder whether it'd be better if they just did numbers. So a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because that's what my size do.
Yeah, well, they do sort of, it's the width of the condom. So they, I can't remember what they start. I think they start.
If it's a number, it kind of.
I think they start 49 millimetre wide and they go up to 72 millimetre wide.
Yes, there's a really good variety there.
I think the 72 millimetre, because you can literally feel the difference when they're in the packet. The 72 millimetre literally could possibly fit over your wrist. But we've not tried that one yet.
No, but interestingly, I think it's the fact that they're doing numbers. That to me is better. So I just need a size 4, please, or I need a size 6.
Yeah.
It doesn't, the number makes it less emotive. Do you know what
I mean?
Yeah,
but again, I'm sure some men, if they were a size 6 shoe, they'd feel self-conscious about that. Because
really?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Because I think with men, I mean, I'm average height.
Yeah.
5'11"-ish.
Yeah.
5'10" to 5'11", whatever.
Right, yeah.
If, you know, we know there's some men out there who are 5'5", 5'6", they feel self-conscious about
it.
But then there's also going to be men who are 6'6", 6'7", and they might feel conscious.
Yeah.
Ultimately, they are what they are. They can't change that. And again, is that attracted to the opposite sex or not? That's down to the woman that you're talking to. So she might say, sorry, I don't like short guys, or I don't like tall guys. That's just a personal thing, up to them. And as such, maybe it's similar penises. I'm sure you get the term themselves as size queens who, well, I wouldn't take anything less than an 8-incher. Well, okay then. Well, you know.
Well, they're not for you then, are they? I don't mean you personally.
Thanks very much.
You know, facts are facts. I didn't mean it like that. I meant they're not for you, as in if the metaphorical man was saying that. Oh, I'll just stop.
But ultimately, you can't change these things. Well, like you say, you might be able to tweak, but who really wants to go under the knife and possibly cause permanent damage?
Some do. You can have filler put into your cock now.
I know we
saw
a programme with Olivia Atwood, didn't we?
Yeah. Ooh, no. Ooh.
Oh,
I'm actually,
it was painful.
Yeah, no.
Maybe wince.
Yeah, use your fingers instead, love. Use your fingers.
So, yeah, basically, go on these websites, just Google them, measure your cock, and then if... So, like we say, circumference-wise, length I don't think matters greatly with condoms.
Not massively.
It's the circumference, the girth.
Yeah.
Because then when you... putting it on, does it roll easier or not?
It should slide on easier.
And so if you take the average of 4.59 and think they do percentiles, that's 50, that's bang average, bang in the middle.
You're probably
so
a regular.
If you're above
that,
that if you're above that, you might need a bigger condom. If you're below that, you might need a smaller condom.
Mm.
Now, we've tried I don't know, 4 or 5 of the condoms that have come so far. And I found the sizes that I think fit me best. So, some of them struggle to get on.
Yeah.
Others have rolled on nicely, which is a new thing for me.
But
and I've rolled it on nicely.
Yes, it is a new thing for you. It gives hope that this will... Well, no, it does. It's exciting, the fact that you're going like, oh, there's a breakthrough there. But also, these are not the size we've been using.
No, they're
not. So this is why we're sharing.
Well, just the Skin Elite are actually slightly thinner than the Skin Regulars. Not just the outside material.
Well, they are, because I had a look at a Skin Elite in the packet and compared it to some of these ones that came in the variety pack. Mm. They're quite a bit smaller.
They're 53 millimetre wide. So the diameter of them, 53 millimetre. So then the skin large, I said, is 57 or 56 millimetre wide.
Yeah.
I think the regular, normal condom, condom ones, not Elite or anything, are 54.
Right.
So the Skin larger, 56 or 57 millimetre. The My Size, like I said, they do all different sizes. The ones that come in the packet, I think, are 60, 64, 69 and 72.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And then the Passante 60, I think. The Jurex one was, I think, 59. So I found the sizes, which we won't go into, but I found the sizes that suit me, which I'm comfortable with. And then, obviously, we had to test them, so we fucked in several positions with them.
Well, I think for the full scientific value of the test, we need to do many positions to make sure that they work.
Yes. for the purposes of science, this is.
I think I might get a lab coat.
That sounds quite sexy.
I might get a lab coat and wear my glasses.
I don't want you to get a thermometer, though.
No, I'm not sticking anything up your arse, love. You can forget that shit.
Literally.
Yeah. No offence,
manicure,
anyone.
Love.
Anybody else can stick something in your ass.
Yeah, free manicure with free. So yeah, I've found the sizes which I've rolled on nicely. They've rolled on no fling back.
Your
turn. And then we've fucked in literally
and
lots of positions.
Shifted, yeah,
they've not shifted at all.
Do you feel you can feel more?
It doesn't feel as tight, basically.
But
so before, it feels a little bit like, how can I describe it? So
does it feel restricting
you? What I would say is, and everybody's done it at some stage in their life, where if you use an elastic band to bundle up, I don't know, bundles of cash. No, not really. Bundles of anything.
Yeah.
You might put elastic bands around your wrist.
Right.
People do that.
So it stops you feeling.
And if it's
then?
A bit smaller, it starts to grip. Well, that's sort of how I felt the condoms always were. So
surely you're getting more feeling in these newer condoms.
Well, more feeling. I would argue less feeling, in the sense of it doesn't feel restricting. It doesn't feel tight.
But is that more pleasurable then?
For me, yeah.
Oh, it is? Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, obviously, being married to you, I do like tight. But not with a condom.
Yeah, no, I get you, yeah.
So when the condom's on and it feels quite tight, that's not pleasurable, because it feels almost like it's tight around
you.
These felt snug.
Yeah, so but fitted but not tight, not restricted.
Yeah, so it, and dare I say, it almost felt like it wasn't there, which is what you want. And obviously you can tell a difference when you're wearing something, but we did it in quite a few positions, quite a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
It stayed on, didn't roll up.
Yeah.
It was just great.
Yeah.
Took it over the end, all done.
All good. I think what we could do is, in the notes for the pod, is put a link to that website, maybe.
Good point, yeah.
And then people can find... Well, the Brits can find it. The Americans will be somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something. Yeah. But, so we've gone through the hard yards of lots of fucking in lots of positions... To try and put it out to people. You're welcome.
We've done a scientific project for you all.
Yeah.
I hope you're all very, very, very appreciative of our scientific
Maybe you should
project.
Get a lab coat and we should publish the findings.
We're
you,
not.
In a, just a lab coat. So, no, I mean, it's a little bit sort of, it's not embarrassing. I don't really have any embarrassment gene in my body, I don't think, but... I don't want it to sound like, oh, well, this, that, the other.
Mm.
All the purpose is to say is, find the right size condom for you. If that's slightly larger than average or slightly lower than average, if it fits right, it's going to be good.
You know. You
and also, from the woman's viewpoint, surely it's safest to have a condom that fits the man properly.
Yeah.
So there's less chance of it splitting, there's less chance of it coming off. There's less chance of him sort of, or, you know, do we need to? Not that that's ever happened in the lifestyle. No. But
I think there's the thing, measure your men.
Yes.
Measure your men, women. Get out there and measure your man.
Indeed. And they also do these different sizes in variety packs of flavours, colours. One of the my size ones actually do some condoms that are blue.
Why?
I think it's so you could probably pretend it's a lightsaber.
In your world. In maybe. Nobody else's world, is anybody thinking that?
I think there's lots of people that would think that.
Oh, my word.
Or, you know, maybe Avatar. So, yeah, measure your cocks. If you can have the conversation with your teenage kids, it's probably a good conversation to have, however awkward.
Well, yeah, I think if you're having the conversation with your kids about condoms, then, yeah.
Maybe just... bring it round
just mention there's different sizes.
Yeah, I mean, we're not quite there with our kids yet. Probably not too far off with our son who's 15, but yeah. It's...
I guess, though, you grow as well, don't you, as you get older? Do you think you get more girth as you go older?
Probably not from that sort of
age. Because your boobs change.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think probably by mid-teenage
years. You think that your penis is the same as it was when you were 18?
Yeah.
Do well, you?
It probably was lasted a bit longer. And certainly I could shoot a lot farther. but I don't think it changes size.
Wow, okay. No. I didn't know.
I wouldn't say so, but I don't know. I've only measured when I got to 45, so I've gone. So, anyway, I think that's probably it for this episode, Mrs. G. So, yeah, hopefully we'll have a great time on Friday at Purple Mamba. Catch up with a whole bunch of friends, which should be fun. So I think we go, have a great night out, see what happens.
And we'll feedback.
We'll feedback as always. So,
All right.
Bye for now.
If any of our gorgeous listeners would like to contact us, we can be reached at Twitter at Sexless Swingers, email hello@sexlessswingers.co.uk, or on Fab, the_sexless_swingers.